I was in the fifth grade, and I was mad. I threw down my markers, and I left the classroom, and I went to the little bathroom we have in our little church school, and I just started writing down some terrible thing, anything my little fifth grade vocabulary could think of, just terrible things. And once I felt better about myself, I went back into class, and I finished out the class period. And then in a few minutes, it was time for recess, and I went out and started playing with some of my buddies, shooting hoops and stuff, and then towards the end of recess, my teacher comes over to me. She's like, and I started to wonder. I was like, oh, I know what this is about. Started to get a little bit sweaty, and so she calls me over. She's like, Daniel, were you the ones who wrote those terrible things in the bathroom? Of course, to save my reputation, I said no, and so she asked me again, and at this time, I'm thinking, well, she sees my handwriting 24/7, so she's got to know it's me. So she asked me again. She's like, Daniel, were you the one who wrote those things in the bathroom? And I was like, yeah. And so, expecting some huge consequence or something, like mad minutes after class or something. No, but she did something that changed my life. And she turned it from an interrogation into a life lesson. She asked me this question. She said, Daniel, what kind of person do you want to be? What kind of person do you want to be known for? So I thought about that. I thought about that for the rest of recess. And I've been thinking about that lately. And I have my answer. My answer is I want to be like Joseph. Because Joseph had to make so many choices that truly defined his character. He was sold into slavery by his brothers at a young age, probably our age. And he was bought by Potiphar, who was the captain of Pharaoh's guards. And over the course of time, they gained a trust and a friendship that seemed unbreakable. But of course, sin crept into the picture because Potiphar had a wife, an unfaithful wife. And she came up to Joseph and insisted on him sleeping with her. And of course, knowing that it was a sin against his God and it defied all the morals he had been taught when he was still living with his family, he said, no, I'm not going to do that. And that's because he had faith and his eyes were on Christ. The desire to gain the affection didn't cause him to conceal his principles. And so now Potiphar, he left for a bit, and Potiphar's wife became more desperate than ever. And so she practically threw herself at Joseph. And Joseph, in fear, tried fleeing, and she tore his cloak. And while he was still running away, Potiphar's wife told a lie to Potiphar when he returned, and Potiphar was just completely upset. She had told him that he had come and tried to take advantage of her, and extremely upset, he threw Joseph in prison. So first, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. He had worked his way up to be second in command over everything that Potiphar owned, and now he is back in the slums, a prisoner. But even then, he still had faith. Sometimes doing what is right puts us in bad situations. Standing up for what we believe can put us in bad situations. Having faith doesn't save us from being put in bad situations. The path you take is defined by the choices you make. Last summer, I was in a position where my purity was tested. But because knowing that it was a sin against my God, and it went against my morals that I've been raised to know and believe, I said no. But just the fact that I even considered it, that was sickening. Joseph was tested with his purity, but because he had God in control of his life, he remained pure. Purity isn't the only thing we struggle with as teenagers. It can be deciding what we're going to do on the Sabbath or how we're going to spend our time with entertainment we have in this day and age. Because you see, choices are like a compass. They point you in the right direction or the wrong direction. Joseph went from being a prisoner to second in command over all of Egypt. Because he let God control his compass. We all stumble at times, and God has promised to pick us up. There's a verse that goes perfectly with this, and I'm sure you've all heard it. It comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And it says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Choices are our compass. and our compass directs our choices. If we let God control our compass, he'll lead you into the direction he wants you to go. The ultimate choice we can make is to choose to have Christ in our lives. Choose that connection with Christ, and he'll lead you down the straight path. I have one last verse for you. It comes from Proverbs 10, verse 9. It says, "People with integrity walk safely, but those who follow crooked paths will surely slip and fall." Choices are our compass, and if we let God control our compass, he will lead us down the path of righteousness. Dear God, help us to remember to seek you and keep our focus on you. And just remember that if we fall, you're there to pick us up. Thank you that Swap has started. And please be with us, because we know Satan is working extra hard. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.